for Toyota's Patriots today. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm just outside of Gillette Stadium on the practice field where the Patriots just wrapped up day two of mandatory minicamp. Now, minicamp is, of course, an opportunity for the new faces in the Patriots locker room, and there are plenty of them, to get accustomed to the Patriot way, get comfortable with their position coaches, and just learn to be a Patriot. But that doesn't mean that the veterans are off the hook. We caught up with 11-year veteran Rob Ninkovich after practice, and he said minicamp is an opportunity for him to make adjustments, and that could even mean learning a new position.
Are you guys able to gel with the new face up?
You know, again, I think right now we're just continuing to work hard, and you know, it's a work in progress, and you know, we're all out here running around and, you know, really just trying to work hard and work on the communication. That's why you have the noise, and just really make it harder on us here so when we get to the games, it's easier.
I know every year is different, but every year you seem to have to bring, you know, you bring in new people. The roster kind of flips over.
Yep.
So does you being here the long period of time, you get used to trying to say, hey, we got to communicate a little better when it's at the start of the season with the new guys.
Yeah, I mean, every year you have to pretty much start all over again as far as communication goes. So, you know, there's always going to be change. There's always going to be new guys, new faces, different guys learning the ins and outs of the defense. So, really, it starts all over again.
I know it's been a few months, but is it odd to look down the line of scrimmage and not see Chandler there?
You know, again, I'm really excited with the group that we have right now, and you know, I look forward to, you know, working with this group and moving forward. You know, really, it's just, you know, you got to move forward with the guys that you have.
What do you see as the biggest difference in this group compared to last year?
You know, again, I don't want to look back on last year. I think this is a brand new year, and you know, really focused on improvement and getting better this year.
Rob, it's been a while since we've seen you at a position other than, you know, defensive end. What's it like playing in the middle of the field?
You know, again, it's really, for me, it's being an overall football player in every aspect of the game. So whatever it is, helping the team and, you know, just trying to learn different positions and being flexible, you know, for me, it's fun to learn different positions and just try and master, you know, being inside, outside, end of the line, you know, whatever I need to do.
Is that a challenge that you welcome?
Of course. You know, again, it's this game, there's many things that it's hard to master. So, you know, trying to learn different positions, you know, again, it's a challenge, and I embrace that.
Have you ever played off the line in that capacity before?
You know, again, I've played multiple positions, you know, many times in my life. So whatever I'm at, you know, really it's just to help the team and do whatever I can and be multiple. You know, I figure that's, you know, one of the strengths of my game is being able to play different positions.
What do you see as some of the strengths of this group?
You know, again, I think we got a lot of young guys, super talented. And, you know, again, I think that those guys, the last couple of seasons, having some experience, you know, Malcolm, you know, I think he's done a great job for us, just continuing to improve and, you know, getting that experience. But again, you know, mini camp, OTAs, this is where you get comfortable in the defense and, you know, you try and grow as a group.
Being back at linebacker, is that like riding a bike, you know, having the experience there, or is it a little bit easier to get back?
No, I mean, again, in 2007, 2008, I was a linebacker inside, you know, outside linebacker here for a while, defensive end. You know, I've done many different positions in my career, so just try and do as many as you can, right?
Get energized by some of the young guys like Chino and Trey, who are trying to establish themselves in this league?
Yeah, definitely. You know, those guys are really talented players, and, you know, as me, the elder, you know, you try and help them out and do the best you can to give them just little things here or there to help them out.
No gray in the beard, though.
No, it's solid. No color either. It's all me.
Sheard had a lot of success last year in maybe a limited, I don't want to say limited, a rotational capacity. This year it seems like he could get a lot more chances. Do you have even higher expectations for him in year two in the system?
You know, again, I'm not going to speak for him, but, you know, everyone has high expectations for themselves every year. You know, I know that I always have high expectations to play at a high level. So those are my expectations.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.